Chapter 2. The Courthouse.
The lawyer loved the courthouse. No matter how warm the day, the courthouse was always cold. Its polished marble and unyielding granite stood in hard contrast to the fuzzy world outside. Silent as a tomb, its hallways echoed the click of clocks and the fall of feet, but never the human heart. The lawyer scanned the docket in the courthouse lobby, expecting to see his case assigned to the court of Judge Logic, whose calculated machinations made his decisions perfectly predictable. Judge Logic was always dressed in perfect black and white. Judge Gray was another matter. Oh no, the lawyer was to appear before Judge Gray today. And the scheduled time was now, right now. Stepping briskly into the courtroom, the lawyer heard Judge Gray call his name before the bailiff had even announced his arrival.
Counselor Intellect,
boomed the judge.
This beagle must go to the City of Destiny, and you are to go with it.
Destiny? What a wonderful... Beagle? Did the judge say beagle? Certainly the word had been legal. To the judge's right, a small sound came from beneath the bailiff's station. Good God, it was a dog! Resting here in the courtroom, its smelly head yawning above its filthy paws. The lawyer glared in sharp disdain and imagined that he could smell dog breath from across the room.
Counselor Intellect, are you listening?
Turning his now steely gaze towards the judge, the lawyer replied,
Yes, Your Honor, I'm listening. Your instructions were that I should take this beagle to Destiny. Now, if we may adjourn until tomorrow, I will calculate our projected departure date based upon the assumption of a speedy resolution of all outstanding obligations.
You are to depart at sundown.
I will most certainly plan for a sunset departure on the day of our leaving, Your Honor, should that remain your instruction. But I would remind Your Honor that a morning departure offers many advantages to journeying travelers.
You are to depart at sundown today, Counselor Intellect.
Today?
Replied the lawyer. In a sweeping motion, the judge lifted his watch with his left hand and raised his gavel with his right. Glancing at his watch, he said,
You have 8 hours to make yourself ready for Destiny.
Bang went the gavel. The judge leapt to his feet. The bailiff shouted, All rise! And the courtroom noisily obeyed.
But,
stammered the lawyer. Peering over the rims of his glasses, the towering judge said,
You have questions, Counselor Intellect?
What about my cases?
As he strode toward the exit behind his bench, Judge Gray answered over his shoulder,
They have all been reassigned.
Surely there is a schedule, charts, maps, a budget.
Framed now in the doorway to his private chambers, Judge Gray turned to face the lawyer.
Your journey will take what it takes.
And he was gone. Staring into the distance, the lawyer stood silent before the judge's bench as the gallery shuffled toward the exits. Surely an enemy has done this to me. But who? Who? Who?